Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Welcome. Today we're diving deep, really deep, into something pretty bizarre uncovered back in 2004.
Right. This comes from notes detailing a Russian submarine mission way down in the Indian Ocean.
Yeah, and their stated goal anyway was deep sea mapping.
Mm-hmm.
Charting the seabed, measuring seismic activity, that sort of thing.
The standard procedure, you'd think.
Exactly. But they were down there over 12,000 meters. That's incredibly deep.
Just crushing pressure at that depth. And that's when things got strange.
Very strange. The notes say they found this structure, metallic, perfectly symmetrical, like a prism.
And not just sitting there, but apparently covered in really old coral.
Covered, yeah. Which implies it had been there a long, long time.
Yeah.
It wasn't natural.
Definitely not. And there's more. It was supposedly emitting a faint glow.
A faint glow, and get this. Engraved on the side, clear as day.
Yep.
BETASYSTEM-001.
Beta System 001. Okay. That screams artificial, doesn't it?
Absolutely. So naturally, the crew tried to interact with it, tried to
Around
move it.
It.
Nothing. It wouldn't budge. Like, it was part of the ocean floor itself. Immovable.
Wow. So a glowing, inscribed, ancient-looking prism stuck fast at 12 kilometers down. What kind of material even survives that?
That's one question. And the inscription, Beta System. It suggests, well, a system. Something designed.
Something deliberate, not just debris.
Not at all. But the really unsettling part, that came next, during a sonar sweep.
Sonar. Using sound waves underwater.
Okay. What did they pick up?
They picked up a voice. A clear human voice repeating.
Hold on. A human voice. At that depth, that's impossible, surely.
Seems impossible, yeah. But that's what the notes claim, and the message itself.
What did it say?
It said, reloading primary simulation, please wait.
Reloading primary simulation?
Yes. And then, just silence. It only happened once, never repeated.
Okay, that is profoundly weird. Reloading primary simulation. That's computer talk, not ocean sounds.
Exactly. Doesn't fit anything we'd expect down there.
And it just stopped. One message and done.
One message. That's it. Adds to the mystery, right? Absolutely. So you have this object, this impossible voice message. What happened to the evidence? Video.
Ah, well, the official report labels the video footage from the mission as inconclusive.
Inconclusive. Convenient term.
Isn't it just? It could mean anything. Poor quality. Nothing definitive.
Or it could mean they saw something they couldn't explain, or maybe didn't want to explain. Inconclusive of what, exactly?
Good question. And it gets even stranger. There's an eyewitness account from one of the sub-operators after the dive.
Okay. What did they report?
He claimed that for about 36 hours afterwards, his reflection, it was delayed.
Delayed? How?
Lagging by about half a second. Every time he looked in a mirror, his reflection wasn't quite keeping up with
it. And a half-second delay in a reflection. That messes with physics as we know it.
Mm.
Optics, light speed, none of that allows for a persistent delay like that.
Right. It's deeply unsettling. So let's try and piece this together. We've got this structure, the voice, the inconclusive video, this recorded reflection lag. What are we looking at? Aliens.
Well, it's on the table, isn't it? Advanced alien tech could potentially explain the structure, the durability, maybe even the message somehow. Beta System 001 sounds like, well, like a designation.
Okay. Or what about the coral? That suggests age? Could it be some lost ancient human civilization? Maybe one with technology we can't even imagine?
That's another possibility. The coral definitely points to it being there for a very, very long time, predating known history, perhaps. A highly advanced prehistoric culture. It's mind-bending.
But either way, alien or ancient terrestrial? Why just one object? Where's the rest of it? Seems isolated.
That's the problem with both those theories, the lack of broader context. Which brings us back to that voice message.
Reloading primary simulation.
Yeah. If you take that literally, it points towards something else entirely. The simulation hypothesis.
That our reality isn't, well, base reality. That we're living inside some kind of complex simulation.
And if that's the case, then this object, the message, they become something different. Maybe not technology within our reality, but part of the framework of reality itself.
Like finding a piece of the source code.
Sort of. And that operator's delayed reflection, If reality is computed, maybe that was a glitch, a rendering error, lag like in a game while the system was doing something like, say, reloading.
It connects disturbingly well, doesn't it? And the inconclusive video. Maybe it showed something that just didn't compute within our known rules.
Or maybe inconclusive was deliberate suppression, hiding something that fundamentally challenges our understanding of everything. It's hard to know, but the ambiguity feels loaded given everything else.
And think about how it was found. The notes say covered in coral, not placed there.
That's a really interesting detail. Covered, not placed.
What if it wasn't put there for us to find? What if the system, the simulation, whatever it is, what if it glitched or changed and revealed something that was always there but hidden?
Like a layer peeling back, exposing part of the underlying machinery. That ties right into the simulation idea. It wasn't an artifact within the simulation. It was part of the simulation's structure becoming visible.
And the coral is just simulated age applied to this revealed component.
Potentially. It adds another layer of complexity to what age might mean in that context.
And the reflection lag again. A temporary rendering issue for that one person while the system was adjusting, or, like the message said, reloading.
It fits the pattern, speculatively, of course.
Mm-hmm.
A localized desynchronization, a visual artifact of the system recalculating. It sounds wild, but given the other elements.
Yeah, it does seem to tie these bizarre pieces together in a way other theories struggle to.
So summing up this dive, we have this incredibly deep anomalous structure, glowing, inscribed.
We have a single clear voice message talking about reloading a simulation.
And we have a reported physical anomaly, a delayed reflection affecting a crew member afterwards.
It's a deeply perplexing set of data points. Really chilling when you put it all together.
It truly is. And if, just if, this points towards us being in a simulation, the implications are staggering. What are we? Who built this? Why?
And what else might be out there, hidden? What other anomalies might glitch into view if the system, hiccups again, makes you question everything you think is real?
It really does. What else is waiting for the system to reveal it? A profound thought to end on.